was going to just let anybody pull that thing over there that would. So Dr. looked at it. He said, yeah, we got to get that thing off of there. Said, you fixing to have blood poison. And I have had blood poison, and that is something terrible to stop. So he put some shots in my toe, took some kind of an aspirin, and caught that nail and pulled it out of there. And there was a great big old wad of stuff sticking right straight up. He said, Ms. I wish you would look at there at that crab flesh. Hmm. And now it was just as yellow as it could be. And it looked kind of, it looked soft but solid. It didn't look like it'd fall to pieces or nothing. Hmm. And he caught a hold of it with some kind of little instrument and took another thing and trimmed every bit of it off of my toe. Mm-hmm. And then he cleaned that toe up and dressed it good and wrapped it and fixed it up. And I put that sandal back on and come on home. And do you think that thing ever hurts another time? And another nail come out on me right away.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't sit around here and wait when anything gets wrong. If anything gets wrong with you, the longer you wait, the worse it'll get.
Mm-hmm. You ever have a problem with boils arising?
A what?
Boil arising.
Yes, I did when I was young, and now that's something that hurts. And I'll tell you what's the best thing in the world to cure them. Just get you a piece of gauze or good clean cloth and make a pure plaster of Vaseline and put it on there. And very near every time, just keep it on overnight, it'll run next morning and empty up. You know, they have an old thing in them they call a core. And when that comes out, then you rise in the boil or whatever you want to call it, will just heal it and get well. And I don't know what made people used to have them things they don't know.
Have you ever heard of one that was more painful and it had several heads on it?
Yes, I sure have. Now they call them carbuncles, don't they?
I've heard that.
I think that's what they call carbuncles. They'll have several heads.
Do people around here call that stuff inside them, what do they call that? You know, that white stuff that you have to mash out?
Pus.
I was wondering if you ever heard anybody call it corruption.
Yes, I have.
Ever heard that?
They used to call it that all the time. But now they mostly always call it pus.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, talking about, say, if a person died, people would call the ceremony that they go to, they'd say that they were going to so-and-so's...
Funeral is what they call it here.
Mm-hmm. Would, if there were people there dressed in black, you would say that they were in...
mourning.
Did people do that around here?
No, they used to do it a long time ago, especially